listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. Malcolm X put a hex on my future, someone catch me. I'm falling victim to a revolutionary song. The Sarah Gundy's clone, back to put you backstabbers back on your spinal bone. You slipped your disc when I slid you my disc. You wanted to diss but jumped on my dick. Grown men never could bite their tongue unless you eating pussy that smell like it's a stale plum. I got my finger on the motherfucking pistol aiming at a pig. Charlotte Webb is gonna miss you. My issue isn't televised. You ain't got to tell the wise how to stay on beat because our life's an instrumental. This is physical and mental. Why won't sugarcoat it? You die from diabetes if those other niggas wrote it. Everything on TV is just a figment of imagination. I don't want no plastic nation. Dread that like a Haitian. Why you motherfuckers waiting? I be off the slave ship, building pyramids, writing my own hieroglyphs. Yeah, just call that shit high power. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast with your host Rod and
Karen.
Still nothing less than high power. We are live on a Monday. Took yesterday off.
Yes.
Went out and got some nice food to eat and drink and run errands and get candles.
Yes.
You know, I love me some candles.
We did all that.
All that stuff. Guys, you know, vegan curry, not that bad.
It's not.
I'll just go ahead and tell you.
It's not.
Not that bad. The official weapon of the show is
the taser. Well, I didn't get vegan curry.
An unofficial sport.
Bullet ball.
A bullet ball extreme, but you ate some off of my plate, so what it tastes like anyway.
It was good.
Let's see. I do have a couple random thoughts before we start the episode. These will be quick. Number one, I wonder what people really like the most, watching Game of Thrones or getting online to argue about it. I really can't tell. I don't know if it's more fun to watch it, if it's more fun for these niggas to fight. For me personally, it's watching it.
For me, watching it.
I don't like to fight for free
and not be paid for it. Never.
I don't like that. I'm not a fan. I make jokes during the show and it's crazy on Twitter. The next 2-3 days my mentions are filled with people either going, oh well actually, or being like, well what about this? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not responding to any of y'all because I was making jokes. I wasn't trying to argue or set up debate points. Sometimes a joke is a joke,
and that's the all end. It is right. Yeah.
I don't want to argue about what team you're on. These are fictional people. None of it is real. Dragons don't exist.
Come on.
Fox News on the TV in the waiting area is the new Confederate flag.
Yes, it is.
There's nothing lets me know right away. It's just not. They don't serve my kind like that Fox News on that TV. Boy, I tell you.
Y'all don't want me here.
You ever just walk up in someplace? Like, the only time I ever stay somewhere where Fox News is on is if they already got my car and it's at the shop.
Right, and I didn't like, know.
Fuck, I ain't got a choice. Hey, someone changed this shit. If I had known y'all was on this shit, I wouldn't have even brought my car here.
Come on.
Like, I know a place specifically I'm never bringing my car back to. Because I walked in one time and they had that shit on Fox News. And my blood pressure was going up through the roof watching the closed caption on that shit. I put my headphones in. My headphones wasn't working. Oh. I was like, oh, what the fuck? No.
And what's even worse is that if you're trapped in there with other people. Now, if you by yourself, that's one thing. But if you in there with other people and they actually watching that bullshit and you're like, word.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that I don't know when I hit this age, but I'm definitely at the, I will change this shit. I don't care who's watching what when it's Fox News thing. Cause we not about to do that.
No, I'd rather
watch. Either I'm leaving or Fox News leaving. But like, like I remember I was in a restaurant one time and I don't know if they just had it just set on there by accident or whatever. But it was so funny, like just having to be the day I was in this restaurant, all these black people came in right behind me, like at the same time, like none of us were together. It'd just be like two black people, one black person, two black people, one black person, two black, but it was like the next 10 people in the restaurant were black. And that old white man got a real smooth and changed the fuck out of that station. I said, yeah,
because he knew it was gonna be a fucking problem.
Better put this shit on ESPN, some shit everybody can agree to, nigga.
Right.
But yeah, so that's the new Confederate flag. What else is happening? I feel like I already said this joke. Did I say this already?
What?
People don't really care about measles coming back until it start affecting porn.
Ah! No, you have not.
Is that when everybody gonna finally care?
Right.
When one of our beloved porn stars has to not do scenes because they got the fucking measles. When Ella Knox gotta retire because she done got one of these fucking stupid ass diseases. Is that when we gonna finally collectively take our penises out of our hands and be like, you know what? Maybe we need to chill. Okay? Maybe we can't fap to Tiana Mumps. I was fapping to Tiana Trump. Okay? This is different now. I don't feel so comfortable.
Come on.
Like, what is gonna happen, man? These diseases coming back. I ain't heard of some of these.
Mm-mm.
This is crazy.
I only read them in history books, and from last time I heard, they was wiping billions of people off the planet.
Polio coming back because of y'all.
Polio.
It's gonna come back. Watch. How come they don't have cereal that is flavored like Pop-Tarts?
What do you mean?
I'm not talking Pop-Tart flavored cereal.
Okay, that's what I'm about to say.
Because they had that before. I'm sorry. So I don't want that. I want cereal flavored Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
I mean, why don't they have Pop-Tarts that flavor like cereal? So what I really mean is like Captain Crunch Pop-Tarts.
Smart.
Fruit Loops Pop-Tarts. I don't care if they steal the idea from me. I would like it to exist, so I will eat the Pop-Tarts. So I don't care. My payment will be that I get to live in a world where, you know, where the Pop-Tarts exist that are flavored like other cereals. That would be dope. Apple Jacks Pop-Tarts.
I eat the hell out of it.
You know?
Can't eat it that often. Sugar be through the roof, but I would enjoy it.
It's Pop-Tarts. The sugar's already through the roof. What is that? If you're eating Pop-Tart, you've made that decision. You made that choice. You don't get the, oh, give me some low sugar Pop-Tarts. Oh, no.
That should be nasty, low sugar Pop-Tarts.
These are too sweet.
Shit. You either all the sugar or none of the sugar.
Last night, they had a couple NBA games on, and I noticed one of the games started at like 7. NBA games normally take 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. And if they go to overtime, they take longer than that. And I was just wondering, like, when Portland plays Denver and they just went to 5 overtimes the other night, and I stayed up for all of them too. That was a long ass game.
How early were you up?
I don't know, like 2 a.m. or something. It was a good game. But I wonder if they just go, like, at some point, hey man, Game of Thrones started 9, so no overtime bullshit tonight. Like, can we just wrap this up and go get on our phones collectively and watch this shit for the timeline? Spoil it too bad, because I mean, you know, 9:05. I mean, can you just, whoever first went to 100, we just agree
wins.
Gentleman's wager, the other team wins. I don't know. It made me think about it. Somebody was like, that's what DVR is for. I was like, the timeline doesn't wait for DVR.
No, they don't.
You can't get on Twitter until you absolutely done. I don't know if you heard the news, but the next king of England will be a black man. Meghan Markle and Henry had their baby. It's a little boy.
Aww.
That's right. I know a lot of y'all are saying, but Rod, he's not supposed to be the king of England. Don't you know anything about royalty, you stupid fool? I watch Game of Thrones. Yes, I do know about royalty. Chaos is a ladder, last time I heard. So with the right deaths, you don't know what's gonna happen.
You don't.
So I say, welcome new king, black king of England. Welcome to the club.
Mm-hmm. They didn't even have him in England. They had him in Africa.
Or should I say cheerio and pip pip to you. Good day, sir, mate. What else is happening? Oh, so now that I learned how to oil my cast iron skillet this year, so I could clean it, because I'm not like you savages that just leave fucking, just, I don't know how the fuck y'all do it. I don't know what goes on in the human brain that allows them to leave just fucking, just a dirty ass pot sitting on their fucking kitchen because they scared they're gonna lose the seasoning. I just don't get how y'all leave that shit there like a petri dish and not worry that you just gonna catch the fucking bubonic plague. How do y'all not worry about that?
You can't argue some people out of that. They just determined that is the only way.
How the fuck am I the only human being in the world that gives a fuck about that?
You're not the only one. I've seen other people
complain. It's not enough. If you say something like, I'm about to wash my cast iron skillet, I'm about to clean it.
People will panic.
People will go crazy on your Twitter and shit, or they'll go crazy in real life. Like, I don't know how I'm the only nigga in the world that this is bothered.
You're gonna rest it. You be like, dog, what do you think I'm gonna do? Leave it in there for 45 days?
Yeah, I'm not putting it in the fucking washing machine.
Right.
Okay? It's not going in the dishwasher. I'm not taking it out to the fucking car wash to clean it. Like, I'm gonna clean it and I'm gonna fucking oil it and I'm gonna put it in the oven and bake the shit again and then put it on my counter all shiny looking brand new and shit. I don't know. That shit bothers me. The cast iron skillet, non-cleaning is.
I mean, people nasty. Will be highly upset at you.
Yeah, just reseason it. That's what I do. And then you bake the shit for an hour at 350. And I gotta tell you something, guys. It smells unique.
Yes, it does.
And I, for years, have always wondered what it was, cause I could never match the smell. But like, what is it my great grandmama house smell like? It's this.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking cast iron skillet.
And then she like, would wash and clean.
It smelled like that all the time in her house. So I'm assuming she used to wash and season and clean hers or whatever.
Just leave it out. Just woof the air in the house.
Yeah. I'm not saying like after every use you gotta fucking put, come on man. Like y'all niggas be like, yeah, it's got seasoning in there from 1968. I'm like, dog, when you just die one day,
come on.
They never know what the mysterious disease was. It was that.
Because you got a crumb from some fried chicken from 1902.
You using the same grease from when, like, Martin Luther King was assassinated. And then you wonder why the fuck you sick all the time. Like, clean that shit, man. I don't understand. I don't know.
I mean, the pot lasts forever, but it don't mean the dirt need to stay on it forever.
They need to have an incense that smell like this, though. I like the way it smells. It's a good smell. You walk in the house and you go, somebody cooks in here, you know? And then also I made some bacon this morning just to see what it looked like in the cast iron skillet. And you know what, guys? Looked like bacon. I was right. Let's get into the news. It's all kinds of news. Speaking of the bubonic plague, two people died of it on the plane. And the plane passengers had to be quarantined after that. Man, flying sounds like a real nightmare sometimes. Cause like, it's like a bus in the sky, apparently.
It is.
Like some, you read the news, and I know there's millions, I don't know, thousands of planes in the air every day, but you read the news and we cover these articles, and it's always just like, this woman twerked on an airplane cause she had to get kicked off cause she wanted to bring her emotional support leopard onto the flight with her. And Southwest Airlines was not playing that, so they said get off, and then she twerked and everybody got it on video. And I'm like, that must have made everybody late. How the fuck? Like, what are
the... You got a connected flight, that's it.
Like, what happens when you just have someone just decide today's the day I'm getting drunk and groping in that person next to me, or, right. You know, I gotta bring my fucking emotional support alligator with me. Like, how do we ever make it anyway? Anyway, a married couple have died, leaving their four children orphaned after an outbreak of the bubonic plague, which sparked a plane panic. The man, 38, and his wife, 37, are thought to have fallen ill after hunting and eating a contaminated marmot. Marmot? What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a large species of squirrel in Mongolia.
Oh, no thank you.
So they ate wild squirrel in Mongolia. First of all, I did not know you could die from that. Did they not cook it? Like,
they must not talk to the locals, and somebody would have been like, don't eat that.
How do you do that and also be able to purchase plane tickets? Like, how do you have both those skill sets? Like, I buy plane tickets and I'm also the person that hunts giant squirrels on vacation. Yeah, the highly contagious bacterial disease is spread by fleas living on wild rodents. So it's still out there. Bubonic plague is still out there. It has sparked fears of an outbreak, and urgent measures and precautions have been put into place to stop the infection spreading. Around 158 people have been put in intensive medical supervision after coming into contact directly or indirectly with the couple. There were dramatic scenes with a flight from Bayan Ugli and Kovod in Mongolia. The area where the people fell ill was met by workers in white anti-contamination suits as it landed in the country's capital of Ulaanbaatar. Let me tell you something. You never want to do anything in life that leads to your house looking like that scene from E.T.
never.
When they gotta put the plastic wrap around your whole house, your life done got fucked up.
Come on.
Like, anytime one of them hazmat suit niggas come over to you,
oh, you in trouble. You be like, when am I die?
Like, you have had an unfortunate series of events.
Come on, looking like the beginning of every horror movie.
Like, that's just
no sci-fi movie, my bad.
That's them being like, I'm trying to help, but I don't want to get any of you on me.
Nope.
Like, you are gonna definitely die.
Yes, you are. In 48 hours, call your friends and family. No, they can't see you. Just call them.
11 passengers from the west of the country were held at the airport and sent immediately for hospital checks. Others were examined in a specific facility at the airport. Paramedics and anti-contamination boarded the flight as soon as it landed. Some frontier checkpoints with Russia are reported to have been closed, leading to foreign tourists being stranded in Mongolia. Oh my God, they fucked it up for everybody.
Right, because they was like, can't nobody get it. And what do they do? Do they shoot you down, spray you down? How do they disinfect you?
They probably just kill you and burn you alive, like they do in the damn north after the Night King come through. The fuck are you supposed to do with this?
Right!
Why are y'all eating?
You gonna send me home and then everybody really gonna die?
Also, eating them giant squirrels is banned in Mongolia, and he just did it anyway.
Oh, there's a reason why it's banned.
He ate meat and gave it to his wife, and they died because the plague affected his stomach. Four children are orphaned. Bubonic plague is believed to be the cause of black death that spread through Asia, Europe, and Africa in the 14th century, killing an estimated 50 million people. That's wild that it's believed to be. So we don't know that for sure.
It's probably a lot bigger than that, and that's just there. That's not including the other parts of the world it was.
You're talking about the numbers of the, I know, I'm talking about believed to be the cause. They said bubonic plague is believed to be the cause. I thought we knew that for sure.
I guess they don't know. They like this shit like the boogeyman, it just pops up.
The plague is a bacterial disease that is spread by fleas living on a wild rodent such as marmots. The disease can kill an adult in less than 24 hours if not treated in time.
And apparently they was longer than 24 hours.
And how do you even fucking know you got it? Like, you like, oh, I got a mad head cold, and then you just fucking like die,
right?
I don't even know the symptoms for bubonic plague, because we just not supposed to, it's not supposed to exist, not supposed to be having it no more, guys. Let's see what else happened. Facebook adds secret crushes so you can see which friends are thirsting after you.
No.
Facebook dating still isn't available in the United States, but in the five countries where it launched already, the 14 more that have joined the service today, there's a new way to see which friends might be romantically interested in you.
No, thank you. I don't need more pop-ups like they do with the garage stuff. You want to sell your cat? You want to sell your No, I don't want to sell none of that.
Well, it's Facebook dating, which sounds like some type of app or site, place on the site for people to date.
Oh, separate from Facebook?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Facebook. It doesn't sound like it's gonna be, I guess, like Facebook's marketplace.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about? The marketplace, mm-hmm. Where it's like a button on the app, but it's not like a thing that you really you have to use.
True.
So they're gonna add dating features, I guess.
But I'm still good.
Basically, you can express interest in up to 9 friends. If that friend has opted into Facebook dating and likes you back, they get a notification saying someone likes them. If they pick you as one of their secret crushes, you both get notified. You can add any of your Facebook friends, even if you haven't created a dating profile, the company said. That could entice more reluctant Facebook users to give dating a shot. Also, even if you don't create a profile, you can do it. Oh, no. Mm-mm. That's... Mm-mm. What is that?
Mm-mm. Yeah, because I'm already into, is there something you can put a feature to be like, don't send me that bullshit?
Some married people about to fuck up their whole life, risk it all.
Mm-mm.
Somebody likes me. Haha, niggas, me still, your
mm-mm.
wife.
Mm-mm.
For those who haven't seen it yet, Facebook dating closely resembles a competitor Hinge. Unlike Tinder, it doesn't ask you to swipe or potential matches. Instead, you answer question prompts and initiate conversations based on a photo or written answer in a person's profile. It integrates with Facebook groups and events, encouraging you to find romantic partners both online and offline.
This is gonna be terrible. You know how many people gonna fuck and didn't have fights online, and people gonna, why they acting weird towards each other? That's because they done fell out.
They already do that.
Yes, it's gonna be even more people. Because now people are going to be engaging with people that they probably otherwise wouldn't even approach.
Maybe. I just feel like people are going to be being messy with it. Yes. I think also I would do it to mess with my friends. Like, I think that would be fun, but I don't know. Somebody might take it serious and now it's all confusing.
Correct. So give me the option to block it. I don't want it.
Yeah. Let's just go back to when we knew people was fucking because they were subtweeting each other and
come on, subposting each other. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, they must have stopped fucking. And you know, and we allowed them the dignity of not thinking everybody in the world knows.
Right. y'all used to like each other posts. Now it's vaguely y'all know how men is, y'all know how bitches be.
Adults who were vaccinated in the 1960s may need a measles booster. So you might need to get a booster shot for your measles vaccination.
Okay.
Because measles is back.
Yeah, I will get a booster shot if I need one.
Measles is back. I'll never get over saying that sentence. It's back, y'all. Because dumbasses.
Right. Dumbasses.
Our anti-science culture has led to the rise of a disease that many thought eradicated. But people get so comfortable. There's honestly nothing more American than mostly affluent white people.
Cause that's where the breakouts be.
Getting so comfortable that they stop believing in science.
That's where the breakouts be.
Now, there's nothing more American than that. I can't even explain to you guys. It's why we have Trump. It's like you have a competent leader for 8 years and they believe in science and they try to do the best for the American people that they can, and then immediately followed by people being like, well, you know what, now that black people are turning out to vote, I don't think we need a Voting Rights Act. I'm not gonna say this means the Voting Rights Act is working. I'm gonna say it means it's over. We don't need it. Everything, racism's dead, y'all. You know, it's that is our country in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I'm gonna get my medical advice from Jenny McCarthy. I don't need no fucking
non-scientist
with a medical degree. What you think, you and your highfalutin learning, your big city learning
that went to school?
I wish it was just dumb people, to be honest. I shouldn't even do that accent. That's really not who it is.
Mm-mm.
It's really motherfuckers that are like from California with like lots of money being like, yeah, if you get vaccines, your kid is gonna have autism. And I don't want my kid to have autism. Not that there's anything wrong with that, even though we haven't proven it.
That's what you're saying. You're saying there's something wrong with that.
And you haven't proven it either, by the way. So it's like, I don't need proof. Man, I wonder what we could get white people to give up if we told them their kids to turn out black.
Yeah, they would give up a lot.
You know your kid's gonna turn out black if you keep watching Fox News. They'd be like, turn this shit off. Oh my God, scared the hell out of me. Kanye West accused of defrauding hardworking innocent fashion workers of Yeezy brand. Oh, so he's running a church.
Oh.
Kanye West is being accused of running off on the plug, according to court documents filed by Japanese fabric supplier Tokisin Aiko. The company claims Kanye is using celebrity status to defraud hardworking innocent workers and are responding to Kanye and Yeezy's attempt to dismiss the lawsuit over an unpaid $624,000 bill. Tokisin Aiko sued the rapper this year, accusing his Yeezy brand of not paying them for materials and work done for his sneaker line. Kanye claims no wrongdoing and says he never delivered the materials and that's why they didn't get paid. Oh, they never delivered the materials. That's why they didn't get paid. He wants the case thrown out completely. The fabric supplier says Kanye should not be allowed to screw people over just because he's famous. Tucky says Kanye may have used his celebrity status to deceive other manufacturers in the past and says, even more worrisome, defendants might use its celebrity status to deceive other fabric manufacturers in the future.
Yeah, if they didn't deliver it, he needs to have proof they didn't deliver it.
Yeah, or they gotta have proof they did deliver it.
Correct.
Let's see what else happened. Facebook banned Minister Louis Farrakhan and other high profile figures. Let's see who they are. matches them up. Facebook announced on Thursday it's banned several high profile accounts and people from its platforms, including Nation of Islam leader Minister Louis Farrakhan. Yeah, I think they're trying. I know they've had articles about saying they're gonna get white nationalists off of their site, and maybe he got swept up in that even though he's not a white nationalist. Yeah, they claim this made the decision because the account violates his rule against dangerous individuals and organizations. Within the past months, Facebook has been working on banning groups and pages for hate speech and bullying. Now it looks like they're taking this effort to another level. Figures such as InfoWars publisher Alex Jones and political commentator Milo Yiannopoulos are among the list of names that have also been blocked. Oh, Alex Jones and Milo. So I guess they're getting like the popular online hate mongers or whatever out of there. We've always banned individuals or organizations that promote or engage in violence and hate, regardless of ideology. The process for evaluating potential violators is extensive, and it's what led us to our decision to remove these accounts today. The act is the latest effort Facebook has committed after pledging they were going to clean up their website. Well, I am for them cleaning up their website, but I have always wondered what that would mean.
Agreed.
People have to realize that the same people that are going to be cleaning up their website are the people that have been banning black feminists and, well, feminists in general.
Yeah. Anybody said men are trash?
Black activists. Like, they think it is equal to say, like, all women must die as it is to say men are trash. They think that's the same.
Yes, they do.
They think if you say white people crazy is the same as saying black people are niggers. Like, they don't really have a barometer for the more nuanced stuff. They don't really care much about the balance of power in America.
Nope.
They don't care about marginalized groups at all. They count white male as a marginalized group the same way they would count black woman. And it's all about figuring out how to use the algorithm. Now, I don't think Louis Farrakhan and Nation of Islam is necessarily concerned with that. They probably were just saying whatever they wanted. Many people, including rapper Snoop Dogg, criticized Facebook for his decision. The hip-hop legend shared his thoughts on Instagram earlier Thursday with the caption, PSA, Louis Farrakhan, 23. Louis Farrakhan got 23 after his name on
For real? That's Instagram? How y'all feel? So Facebook and Instagram just banned the minister Louis Farrakhan. I want to know for what. All he ever do was tell the truth. But y'all gonna ban him though. All right. What if we ban y'all? What if we stop fucking with y'all? Facebook and Instagram? How the fuck y'all gonna ban Minister Louis Farrakhan for putting truth out there? I stand with him. I'm with him. Ban me, motherfucker. Ban me. Because I'm gonna keep posting this shit. I'm gonna keep putting Minister Louis Farrakhan out there. That's my dear brother. Fuck y'all that got a problem with him. Sorry about that, Minister. I had to bang for you. I know you don't permit that. But that ain't right. It's not right. It's a bunch of motherfuckers y'all could ban. But y'all choose Minister Louis Farrakhan. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
That's a interesting take on that, being that he's on Instagram as he is talking about banning Instagram. In March, the platform banned white nationalism and separatism soon after the death of 50 people in Christchurch, New Zealand mosque. Yeah, we remember that. It was live streamed on its site. Facebook has also been more strict on the anti-vaccination posts and pages and groups that share banned content. Yeah, this is a tough one for me, because I'm not so gung-ho on Louis Farrakhan. I do think he's anti-Semitic, and I do think he's homophobic and misogynistic. By the same token, I probably bet that there's a ton of right-wing ministers who still have Facebook accounts, and ain't nobody coming for them.
Nope.
So it exists at that weird intersection where it's not really, like, I'm not so, I don't necessarily care that they got rid of Farrakhan, but I understand that there's definite bias in the fact that, you know, Billy Graham Jr. probably still got a motherfucking page and Louis Farrakhan doesn't, and Billy Graham Jr. is out there talking anti-gay stuff, anti-black stuff, and whatnot. Of course, this is Facebook, but Twitter, on Twitter you have like, they Donald Trump is like their number one guy. He meets with Donald Trump, and Jack, the CEO, met with Donald Trump and told Ilhan Omar, I can't delete the tweets about you that are causing death threats to your life. Like, it's a cesspool.
Yes, it is.
So, I don't know. What do you think?
For me, to an extent, I understand, because to them, a lot of that is the same across the board, because people will never admit they're very biased. So yes, kick the white nationalists off, but anybody that I agree with that's still actually breaking their rules, don't kick them off. Facebook are like, no, everybody's the same. Like, from a business perspective, I understand. It's not, I put it like this, I think a lot of the algorithms is very biased because of people that just make them and design them was normally white men. So you run into a lot of those types of bias, but, you know, he has done some things that they're like, hey, you're to the extremist, to the other side, just as much as these people are.
Yeah, I'll let some other podcast try to make a full-throated defense of Louis Farrakhan. I don't feel that strongly about protecting him or his legacy in the way that other people do.
Agreed.
I'm not, and it's not some like bias bullshit. Also don't feel that way about Christian organizations. If they promote misogyny, homophobia, and hate, I'm not really fucking with them either. And I get that he's done some good things, but there are fucking white hate mongers that people would argue did some good things. You know, just because a Klansman brings some fucking turkey around don't mean I gotta be like, well, you did bring them turkeys to one side of the city. Like,
come on.
You know, I think Farrakhan has said some deeply fucked up shit. Like, and maybe it's because I'm not religious, it's easy for me to just point that out and be like, yeah, I don't have to, you know, drink from that, to use an analogy from the Malcolm X book and movie. I don't have to drink that water that's, you know, that got the ink in it. Like, I don't got to drink any of it. So I don't know. I don't think I, you know, if it's weird seeing Snoop Dogg bring the shit up, because, you know, Snoop don't even like watching slavery movies or TV shows about black history that cover any level of like that type of shit. So I mean, I'm sure he's a complicated figure as well, but it's just like, okay, man, I guess. I don't know. I don't feel too strongly about that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people have their thing, and this just happened to be his thing that he chooses to stand on, but it's one of those things where you're standing on it on the platform that you're complaining about. And I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah. So, bartender was arrested for serving an intoxicated gunman before a mass shooting.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it does sound pretty bad. I won't lie. It's not ideal. But I'm kind of surprised that you can be connected to anything a person does. I've heard of like, if someone drunk drives and you overserved them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard of, they go out and like murder somebody with a gun.
Yeah. How was she supposed to know that?
Yeah, he killed his estranged wife and seven others. And now that bartender's been charged with a misdemeanor. Lindsey Glass, 20. That's an apropos name for a bartender. 27. She was charged with allegedly violating a Texas alcoholic beverage code titled Sell to Certain Persons. The code states that a person commits an offense if the person with criminal negligence sells an alcoholic beverage to an habitual drunkard or an intoxicated or insane person. How would I know that at the bar? Like, was he in there being like, I'm finna kill my family, can I order two Bud Lights?
I think it's if they appear to be drunk, like after a certain point, you gotta be like, nope, enough.
Glass is working at local public house in Plano the night Spencer Height gunned down eight people at his strange wife's home. Height was shot and killed by police responding to the shooting call. So he, okay. Police say Height had been drinking at a local public house prior to the attack and that Glass had served him two gin and tonics, two beers, and a shot of vodka. Height was unsteady on his feet and staggering around the bar, running the tables, walking sideways. At one point, he allegedly pulled out a large knife, spun it around the bar, and made remarks about putting someone in their place and taking care of some dirty work.
Did she continue to get him drinks after that?
I don't know, but I probably would continue to serve him drinks if he had a knife on the counter. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that you know, because they got these rules and I understand them, but you're not the bartender who's gonna have to deal with the angry drunk that might threaten you or jump across the counter at you.
And it's Texas where everybody got guns and right illegal. If a nigga pull out a knife talking about one more shot, guess what he getting?
One more shot, dog.
So yeah, he spun it. They said she continued to serve him drinks as he spun his knife on the counter, but was alarmed enough to text another bartender about it. Wow, that's crazy. That's how she got in trouble. No plausible deniability. Spencer has a big knife on the bar and is spinning it and just asked for his tab. And I said, I have to go do some dirty work. Oh, and said, I have to go do some dirty work. She said in the text. Investigators with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission say Glass is trained to certify to identify and avoid sell alcohol to intoxicated customers. Yeah, this is such hindsight bullshit. Because if he would have just went home and slept it off, she wouldn't have got charged with nothing. I kind of think it's bullshit.
Yeah, I do too. Like those laws, because unless you're gonna have a bouncer or somebody at the bar that's gonna reinforce these laws, you're leaving the bartender up to their own discretion, particularly a woman out here bartending with a man that's like drunk and already acting crazy and telling her don't serve him nothing to drink. So if he was to kill her, that'd been fine too.
It's so crazy because like we feel comfortable punishing everybody except trying to keep people from getting guns,
right?
Like if you look at what this law is basically saying is, listen, we are giving crazy people guns, so everyone else, could you please just be careful around them? Like, not give them too much to drink, you know? Like, that, we gave a crazy person a gun. We don't want to ever pass a law that would stop that from happening.
That would make too much sense. That'd be too much right.
So, she faces a fine up to $500 and a year in jail or both. Well, good luck, man. That sounds kind of like some hindsight 2020 ass shit to me. But could just be me. Let's see. What else we got here? Let's get into some games. It's not too early for that. Okay, we could do a little bit of fucking with black people to start off. I think we all love that game. Where's my music? There we go.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. It's time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game we go all around the globe, find different articles to make us feel fucked with, and we assign point scores from 0 to 100 in intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. And our first contestant. The bank calls the police on the black mayor of his own city.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. On Monday, Mayor Richard Thomas discussed how staff at J.P. Morgan & Chase summoned the police on him, his staff member, and a Mount Vernon police detective as the mayor sought to deposit a six-figure check and get access to the city's online banking records.
Which he has the right to do.
I don't know if he knows that he's black, though. Maybe he didn't know.
Oh, my bad. So yes. He doesn't have the right. My bad.
The black mayor. A Chase employee called the police on Wednesday, April 25th, after Mayor Thomas was invited into a conference room and after Mayor Thomas had introduced the two people with him, including the police detective. The response by the White Plains Police Department was resolved amicably after one of the responding officers recognized the Mount Vernon police detective. Mayor Thomas believes that race certainly played a role in the Chase employees calling the police. The two staffers who accompanied Mayor Thomas are black and Hispanic. Yeah, that's what happens. You go up there without that one white guy to vouch for you. You always got to keep a white.
Always around, like a token.
As a mayor and as a young, well-educated black man living during this turbulent time in society where police are being called on black people for going about everyday life, this is unacceptable, Mayor Thomas wrote in a letter to Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. We've seen this happen to two black men at Starbucks in Philadelphia. We've also seen this happen to Oregon Representative Janelle Bynum when she was campaigning. Now it happened to me. Yeah, one of the things I think is funny is they basically just called the police on the wrong guy. Cause like he got the resources to go public with it and be like, I'm not one of those Negroes. Monday, Mayor Thomas will visit the Office of Currency Comptroller to file a racial profiling redlining complaint. Mayor Thomas was at Chase's office at 925 Westchester Avenue in White Plains to invoke existing rights as an authorized account signatory and enforce a recent court order giving him full access to the city's financial records. I wonder if that's part of it too, if someone out there doesn't want him to have access to those records. Since they said it's a new I think they just said it was like a new thing. Makes you wonder.
Come on.
A recent court order giving him full access, so he had to get a court order to get it, right. And then somebody said, call the police on this nigga. Supreme Court Justice Susan Kokoski, I don't know how you pronounce this, recently ordered Mount Vernon Comptroller Deborah Reynolds to stop blocking Mayor Thomas's access to the critical financial records that allow him to determine how much money the city truly has. Why are they trying to keep the mayor from knowing how much money the city has?
Somebody doing something they ain't got no business doing, dog.
Yo, this took a twist where I'm like, I'm not sure it's racist anymore. This might have just been about keeping this motherfucker out of the, from knowing where the money at.
That money trail. Somebody gonna find out that money trail ain't right.
Somebody selling 5,000 children books to the local hospital and shit.
Come on!
They out here like, lock this nigga up. Okay. He about to go in there. I would like to see our account balance, please. Call the police. Mm-hmm. Call the police.
He cannot see the debits nor the credits.
He about to walk in there and see 25 cent and pennies and dimes.
He about to walk in there and see doubloons.
Right. Like, the fuck is this? Monopoly money. Also, shout out. He looked kind of like J.L. Covan. Like, he not even like the blackity black. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know that this was racial profiling, dog. I put his picture in the chat for you guys, but man, I might be going the other way on this one. I'm not quite sure that it was racist. Like, looking at his picture, I feel like, I mean, he not all the way passing, but like, kind of passing. No beard,
no facial hair.
Got that quote unquote good hair.
Yeah, he does got that good hair.
I feel like, you know what, guys? When I read the headline, I did not think I'd be doing this, but I gotta give him a zero. I don't know what to tell you. I hate this. I didn't see it coming either, y'all. I have failed the blacks today.
You have failed the blacks.
I give him a zero. I don't think it was racial. I think they just corrupt.
Karen? Yeah, that's what it sounds like, don't it? I give it a 50 because they call the cops on them.
Yeah, I mean, as a black man, it sucks getting the cops called on you and stuff. I mean, I definitely don't, you know, I'm not defending that, but yeah, I gotta give it a zero, dog. I think that was a we ain't got the money and we don't want you to know where it's at.
That money long gone.
For the first time, I said, for the first time, wow, Miss America, Miss USA, and Miss Teen USA are all black women.
Is somebody gonna say we don't need to be doing these pageants anymore?
This is about the time. Has the Miss America pageant lost its importance?
Should we end the pageants? What is the importance of them? Who cares about tradition?
Social justice warriors taking over the pageant. We are so sick of this, okay? Yeah, I don't know. I feel like congratulations, of course, to those ladies. But also first time ever, huh?
Ever.
Well, congratulations anyway.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations, ladies.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy for them.
Y'all did the thing, man. Mm-hmm. That is,
that's an accomplishment, particularly yeah. all at the same time.
Yep. So I'll just leave it at that. 0 to 100.
Oh, I'm not fucked with at all.
Yeah, I'm not fucked with at all. Hate that it took so long. 25, because I hate that it took so long, but I'm glad for all of them. Let's see what else happened. Michael Eric Dyson.
Okay. I've heard that name in a long time.
Yeah, Michael Eric Dyson's 6-year-old grandson was called a nigger at school and threatened by a student who said he'd get a gun.
Oh.
Wow.
I think that's the wrong child.
Yeah.
Because you about to get vocabulacious and it's not going to be pretty.
Michael Eric Dyson is shedding light on a scary situation involving his grandson. The activist and author told Fox 5 DC that his 6-year-old grandson was called the N-word and threatened at his elementary school in Northwest DC. According to Dyson, little Maxim Dyson was charged by a fellow first grader, targeted by a fellow first grader, a white boy who said he'd get his father's gun. Damn, what makes you, I mean, I wonder if the kids knew who was grand. I mean, I guess it doesn't make sense that they would know that.
Who knows? Parents may, you don't know. Parents may have told them that's who that child is.
He says, "I'm going to go home and get my father's gun and come back and shoot you," said Dyson. "Unfortunately, this represents for us the deep and abiding roots of white supremacy that are set loose in the country. And how can a 6-year-old know to call his classmate the N-word?" Dyson and his family members are livid that the child was allowed to finish out the school day after the incident, yet to face disciplinary action. Of course not. School officials say they acknowledge that the boy made a threat. However, they're still determining if a racial slur was used. What? But isn't making the threat also illegal?
Come on! What happened to the zero tolerance?
What the fuck? Look, we have to check out. We are sure he threatened the kid with a gun. What we're not so sure on is the racist thing. I'd hate to call the kid a racist, okay? I mean, a person that threatens to murder someone, fine, we will concede that. But racism, I mean,
and the thing is, I'm gonna tell you right now, they picked the wrong one because they got means, so they're gonna be sure that child is like, no, we gonna get a suspension.
Like, let's not jump the gun, so to speak. Figure of speech, no pun intended.
Well, you're not gonna suspend that, but if a child takes their finger and point it like a gun, they're out forever.
Mm-hmm.
Suspended.
Mm-hmm. He put on Twitter, "This is a small part of the story of how my grandson, a student at DC's Horace Mann School, was called nigger and threatened by a kid who said he would go home and get his father's gun and return to shoot him. This is heinous. The vitriol seeps inside the psyches of young whites." Yeah, that's 100 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would love to see Michael Eric Dyson up in that motherfucking office, though. I'll pay money to see him read them for filth in $25 words.
You know, look that one up. Google that one. I don't know what that means.
It's like the poetic scholar Tupac Shakur said.
Yeah, but who's Tupac?
The lyrical genius Tupac Shakur once said that my ambitions as a writer, like, okay, all right, calm down. A freedom rider, if you will allow me to pontificate. Like, we gonna be in this office all day. You know what, the kid is suspended, school is out, you mm-hmm. still talking.
Mm-hmm.
We will, the kid can't come back, okay? If we say that, will you please go home? You know, as the lyrical genius Tupac once said, it ain't no fun if my homies can't have none. Sir, that was Snoop Dogg. I'm gonna need you. He is also Calvin Broaddus Jr., also lyrical genius. All right, we get it. Yeah, that's 100 though.
Yes, it is.
Let's see. What else is happening? Oh man. So these are terrible, tragic stories. These are all 100s. I'm just gonna go ahead and get them over with, because okay. I'm so sick of looking at these stories.
Sick of looking at them.
I'm just telling you, I hate to bring the show down. We'll play Guess the Race after this and try to end on a happy note, but nigga, these are heavy. A black man accused of attempting to murder a cop who jumped into his vehicle was vindicated by a jury. A Maryland man was accused of attempting to kill a police officer 2 years ago saw some measure of justice on Wednesday when a jury acquitted him on all charges. However, for Kevin Snead, the moment was bittersweet as he recounts to NBC Washington the depression and loss of hope that his situation caused. I felt like the system was going to work against me regardless, he said. His battle began 2 years ago during a traffic stop. A Prince George's County officer claimed that he stopped Snead for a broken taillight and also because there was a robbery in the immediate vicinity the previous night. The officer claimed that Snead sped up his vehicle during the stop. Then, fearing the driver had a gun, the officer thought that the next logical thing to do was to jump into the driver's side window of Snead's vehicle. However, when the car was searched, no guns or drugs were found. Still, they charged him with attempted murder of an officer.
What?
They told me no bond, and they told me that I was what I was actually charged with. I said, just let me go to my cell. Snead said the arresting officer beat him up that day, causing bruises. Snead did get his charges reduced to second degree assault and disorderly conduct, and he was offered a plea deal with no jail time if he admitted guilt. However, he refused, maintaining his innocence throughout the past 2 years. Imagine that fight every day for 2 years.
Right, and people tell me, why you put it if you didn't do it? Bitch, I don't want to stand here for 2 years. Like, people, it's funny how people who've never been to jail or never had to experience that. You loss of job, loss of home, separation from family. You be like, fuck it, just put it on my record just so I can get the fuck out of here.
Snead's mother, Kimma Harris, got help from activist group Life After Release, which also enlisted the help of Black Lives Matter DC to help Snead get a new defense team. Yeah, because he said at the end of the day, if people took that plea deal, I would be a fool to take it, and then they play with my life. We were able to get a Black Lives Matter support fund for Kevin's defense and get him away from public defenders who didn't have his best interests, Black Lives Matter core organizer Nene Taylor told NBC Washington. After a 2-day trial, Snead was clear to walk free, an innocent man. If you did not do anything wrong, fight for your life, Snead said. Yeah, 100.
100, and all looks like that's a lot easier said than done.
Mm-hmm. Despite a petition claiming his white neighbor stalked and threatened him, a Black Maryland man was denied a protective order, and now he's dead.
Anne Arundel County Police back at the Colonial Square Apartments in Glen Burnie, collecting more evidence following Monday's murder of 22-year-old Tyreek Hudson and an all-day standoff with the suspect accused of shooting him.
We didn't know what we would find when we found him. There was potential to be other victims. There was a potential for him to assault our officers as well. So it was a very dangerous, very volatile, very fluid situation.
Police arrested 53-year-old James Verombeck on first-degree murder and other charges. Damaged windows at the apartment complex indicate how the SWAT team worked to get him into custody. During Verombeck's video bail review, we learned he may suffer from schizophrenia. He is on suicide watch. And at a hospital, he made admissions about killing a man. A judge ordered the suspect to remain held without bail. According to a court charging document, one witness told police he heard the shooting and then looked into the staircase and called to check on Mr. Hudson's condition, then saw a white male with long hair point a gun at him and say, "You're next." Court records also show the victim, worried about his safety, filed a petition for a peace order against Verombeck after a February 16th incident in which he claimed Verombeck said, "You knew this day was coming," as well as, "You know what you did." In the petition, Hudson wrote he didn't know what Verombeck was talking about, then claimed Verombeck gave him the death gesture using his thumbs across his throat. On February 19th, a judge denied the peace order request, saying the petitioner could not meet the required burden of proof. During the standoff, police at first were not exactly sure where the shooter was located. Then they pinpointed one apartment.
We cleared every other apartment in that building. And then when we were not able to gain entry into that one, it was kind of like a, you know, if he's not anywhere else, he's got to be here.
Prosecutors also told the judge when Verombeck was arrested, he had a shotgun with him. Reporting live from Glen Burnie, Barry Sims, WBAL TV 11 News.
And it gets worse. So. What? Yeah, the judge who said that there wasn't sufficient evidence for the restraining order. Judge Debbie Patterson Russell is her name. She denied the protective order. She said Hudson's request didn't meet the burden of proof. Hudson's petition stated that his neighbor harassed Doctor, threatening him with violence. According to Baltimore Sun, the Commission on Judicial Disabilities has suggested a 6-month suspension for Russell months ago, saying she violated state law and did not stay up on administrative work. Additionally, she shouted at fellow judges, pushed a courthouse staffer, and overlooked more than 100 search warrants.
Oh, they should charge her. She shouldn't even have been on the fucking bench.
Like, if you can charge a bartender for over-serving someone,
right,
how can you not charge a negligent judge like this that lays someone's death?
Yes, the family should sue the city. She should not have taken that case.
Yeah, as a result, Russell has been on a temporary assignment in Ann Arbor County, where she heard and denied Hudson's petition for a protective order as the Maryland Court of Appeals decided whether to accept the recommendation that she be suspended for her actions. Hudson had moved to Maryland from NC in July 2018, told both of his parents who were separated about scary interaction he had with, so basically what we heard in the thing. So yeah, that 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the city setting itself up because she shouldn't even have been on the bench.
Now this one's a weird one because you would think, hey, yay, justice, right? This next one. But once again, being black in America, it's nothing that simple, right?
Right.
Former Minneapolis police officer Muhammad Noor, who killed an armed Australian woman named Justine Damond in July 2017, was found guilty of third degree murder and second degree manslaughter. He's facing up to 30 years in prison. Now it has been reported that Damond's family will receive a settlement of $20 million, which in the same city, 7 times larger than Philando Castile's family. Now I know we should not be counting pockets with something so morbid and terrible. It's a tragedy that neither family deserves to experience.
Mm-mm.
But what is a black life worth?
Come on. That's the question, and that's why everybody's getting outraged. It's not in the fact that you're getting paid. A loss of life happened, and they should be held accountable.
And of course, the fucking the cop that shot her was a black man, which is the only reason he's going to jail.
Correct.
Now, unlike, you know, the Asian community, when the Asian police officer killed a black man in New York, I'm not rooting for this black man to go free.
Nope.
I think him and all the cops that are out here shooting unarmed citizens and over-policing people should be in jail. There should be a penalty for breaking the law as a police officer. You shouldn't be you're a police officer, it's okay. That should not be a thing that exists. So, I don't mind that he's going to go to jail, he's found guilty. I want to know why nobody else is when the person on the other end of the gun is a black person. How come none of those cops go to jail? You know, I'm not rooting to have the white man's privilege.
Come on.
I don't want white supremacy, but for black people. I don't want that. I want justice.
Right, that's not equality. Right.
You can't bring anybody back with these jail sentences, but you can show that there's a penalty for the reckless endangerment of lives, man. And it can't just be when it's some fucking white woman, that some blonde white woman, that y'all be like, oh my God, what a tragedy. It's a tragedy when it's Michael Brown. It's a tragedy when it's, I know it wasn't the police, but Trayvon Martin. It's a tragedy when it's Freddie Gray. It's always a tragedy. It's a tragedy when it's Sandra Bland. It's a tragedy, dog. Like, the fact that, it's just frustrating. $20 million to the family, too. Like, just, I mean, at what point is you just trying to shit on the just shitting on our lives. Just shitting on our lives. Of that $3 million, by the way, Philando Castile's mother took, like, I forget how much it was, but she took some money and actually paid off children's debts for school lunches. Because there's poor kids that can't afford school lunches, and the school puts them on, like, some type of credit system where you owe the school money for the lunch you can't afford.
Right.
And I talked about it on pregame. I don't think we talked about it on this show, but yeah, that's what's so weird about people that were like up in arms on Twitter the other day because kids were ordering Uber Eats to school, and they was like, why shouldn't they be able to do? And it's like, I don't know what you think those kids look like in your head, but that's probably a bunch of privileged ass, well-to-do white kids
using their parents' cards.
Meanwhile, we got kids that literally can't afford to fucking like eat the school lunch that is provided for them, and they are in debt. They're starting off life, their parents, their family is in debt for this shit, you know?
Yeah, and I didn't know them. Somebody said that they'll fuck around, you can't graduate if you can't pay it off.
Right. This is like, it's like two different Americas, man. And like I said, I didn't even comment on, I'm not gonna read the story because I think it's stupid, but I didn't even comment on the Uber Eats thing because I'm like, that's such a foreign fucking world in the world I come from. Like, I don't know who these kids are that can even do that. You got access to a credit card in junior high school. Your parents are cool with you spending their fucking money on not the school lunch.
Come on.
Like, that's such a ridiculous world. And I know there's people that like leave campus as seniors, but there's like a process for that. And not to mention, how you gonna secure that shit? You know, I said I wasn't gonna talk about it, but I guess I am. But how you gonna have security? You got strangers rolling up on campus like I'm with Uber Eats, being able to just hand food to fucking kids.
Yes, it literally should not be allowed for anything for safety of the school. Like, you know, because you're gonna, nobody wants to deal with that, because if you require people to go through the checking in and all that shit, hundreds of people, because you know kids, they're not considerate, they order it at any time, and nobody wants to deal with all these drivers backing up traffic and all this other bullshit. No, it should eat what's here, bitch.
And they're just unauthorized people on the fucking school grounds,
right?
And you're making more work for the school, and you're making more work for somebody else that's got to deal with it. And that's such a two Americas fucking problem, because we're motherfuckers are up in arms upset about these fucking privileged kids, and meanwhile we got like Philando Castile's death money is being used to help other kids out, can't even afford to fucking eat. It's like we always worry about the wrong group of people in America. But you know, and I'm not saying that's exactly congruent that those are the same two groups of people, but god damn, man. So it's just, it's ridiculous that both of those things are a discussion to me. One of those is not even a fucking discussion. It's crazy. But yeah, man, I know that's a tangent, but yeah, it's 100. I'm glad she got justice. I'm glad her family's getting justice, but it's only because that officer's black, and it's only because she's white. That's it.
Right.
So, you know, like when white people make up these arbitrary fucking, what about the white people that killed by the, I don't know, y'all get justice when we don't? It's literally statistically proven.
Right.
Like, check the numbers. So, I don't know. That was a frustrating one. I think I'm gonna leave it at that, for now, cause, I'm obviously fucked with at this point. I'm obviously fucked with as a black person right now, and that is the motto of the game.
Yes, yes, everybody get 100, and it will fuck with you. As somebody who was on free and reduced lunch, that shit matters. Right. Like, you know, schools are like actually dropping and ending free and reduced lunch. But then what are these children going to eat? And that's how they get them in this debtor system, by not even offering free and reduced lunch.
Yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, the other day we had an anonymous person write in to say that they don't like when I talk about social media, because, you know, well, it was really, they were upset that I defended Jay-Z, but they hit it on some, the show was ground to a halt because you talk about social media, and you, how do you even know it's the same people? Because it's only the people I follow that I'm talking about, and whoever they retweet. So I actually don't follow everybody, and I have it curated, so it literally be the same people. The thing is, I don't say it on the show who it is, because I'm not messy like that and don't want to name names, and they over there talking shit about you and all that stuff. So I'm just kind of talking in general about hypocrisy, which we all have, including myself.
Same.
And as far as grinding the show to a halt, it's our show, and I don't mean to brag, but we're really fucking good at this, and I know what I'm doing. And you are listening to a feedback show, so that guarantee means that you you like how daddy does it, and you had to put your name anonymous because you knew what it was. Smoking the city. All right, let's do some white people news. Let's do some white people news, because I can't, I need a break. So white people news, come take me away. Sugar, I got you. James Chalk than James Brown, I believe.
Now the band was getting down. Yeah, they sound like somebody was at like a Carnival cruise. You just floating around the boat, and you were like, "Oh, what's happening in here?" Oh no,
I don't even feel like the band was getting down. Like I think it was one black dude on the drums, maybe.
I mean, at least they was halfway on beat.
Okay, okay. We just the bar is low.
The bar is low.
All right, let's get into white people news. This might spice things up. Lori Loughlin, you guys may know her as Aunt Becky, the scammer.
Come on.
She reportedly met PR firms to fix her public image. Mm. Yeah, she's in full crisis mode. CNN has learned the actress and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, have been contracting PR firms with hopes to repair her tarnished image. A high-level crisis management executive tells CNN everything that's written about her, she already thinking about how she could turn her image around.
Oh, you're a little too late.
Yeah, talk about spending money on the wrong shit. Is this a pattern with Aunt Becky? Because this is not the thing. You might want to hire some new lawyers or start putting money on your books. I don't know. The publicist Ellen Much insists she isn't meeting the crisis team. This move seems entirely plausible, as a source close to the case told People that Loughlin is shocked and saddened that this is what her legacy is going to be. After being indicted on money laundering charges, the couple were offered a plea deal that would have carried a relatively lighter punishment. However, she was convinced that the DA was bluffing and quickly shot the deal down. She's charged with money laundering, conspiracy to commit fraud, and each charge carries a maximum of 20 years. Prosecutors believe the Full House actress and her husband's $500,000 donation to a fake charity was a cover-up to ensure their daughter's placement at USC. Yeah, we know. Yeah, the charges. But damn, dog, her daughter lost deals and partnerships, which included a collaboration with Sephora. So she actually fucked her daughter's future up,
right?
Trying to quote-unquote help.
Right, her daughter's like, I ain't had nothing to do with that.
I mean, her daughters, I think more than anyone, her two daughters were in on it. Those are the only two.
I mean, yeah.
Like, they didn't even need that shit. They were so in on it. They're just, what a waste of whiteness. Police conducted a welfare check on Wendy Williams over a claim that her husband, Kevin Hunter, poisoned her.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Before the host filed for divorce, her husband, Kevin Hunter, authorities conducted a welfare check on Williams at the request of an anonymous caller. According to a police report obtained by People, a source with the knowledge of the situation tells People they believe the call came from a fan. A fan? Damn, and they had to investigate it? I guess when she passed out on TV, they was like, that's poison. I don't know. When the police arrived, Hunter answered the door and claimed Williams was coming from a recent illness. Though police say Hunter was hesitant to let police inside the house, he let them in and they found Williams in her bed with a blanket covering from neck to toe. Williams told the cops she was recovering from a broken shoulder from when she fell on that Wendy Williams show. I guess in the December episode, she told viewers she fractured her right shoulder. How? How did that happen? Was it from that fall? Williams became tearful when asked if there was any truth to the poisoning claims, but ultimately denied any poisoning had occurred. According to police report, police say Hunter then responded saying something to the effect that there had never been any calls to his house regarding domestic violence. The officer left after Williams assured them she was safe. Wow. That man, what'll be going on over there, boy? Mm-hmm. Sound like it's better off she filed for divorce, whatever's happening.
Come on.
Let's see. Claire Bronfman pleads guilty. I don't even know how you pronounce this. NXIVM sex cult case. Leaving the leader to stand trial alone. The Seagram's Liquor heiress.
Oh, Seagram's Liquor.
Was one of two women who pleaded guilty on Friday in a racketeering case against the cult-like group that branded members. Claire Bronfman, an heiress to the Seagram Liquor fortune, was among the most high-profile members of the cult-like organization, in which some women were branded and compelled to have sex with the leader. Her wealth helped finance the group. Damn. But on Friday afternoon, Ms. Bronfman, 40, pleaded guilty in federal district court in Brooklyn. The charges arising from an incident filed last year against her and several other members in the group.
Ain't this was like they a bunch of like white starlets was in this group?
I don't know if it's a bunch of them.
Well, several.
I don't know if it's a bunch of them, Karen, or several, which is another way of saying a bunch of them. I don't know. Several others following the group's leader, Keith Rainier. I am truly remorseful, she told the judge as she pleaded guilty to conspiring to conceal and harbor an undocumented immigrant for financial gain.
Oh,
that sounds some trafficking and fraudulent use of identification. I wanted to do good in the world, she said. A few minutes later, the group's longtime bookkeeper, Kathy Russell, 61, pleaded guilty to one count of visa fraud. The latest guilty plea means Mr. Rainier will stand trial alone next month on federal racketeering charges, occupying center stage without the women who once idolized and supported him. In recent weeks, three of his other co-defendants, including actress Allison Mack, have pleaded guilty to various charges. So I guess that's, I don't know. There's a Seagram's grant, there's a Seagram's person, but Allison Mack sounds like the actress.
Yeah, because I remember us covering something, a story about like several women that had come out and they had got like brandings and stuff. And not...
Yeah, I don't know if they were all actresses though.
Oh, okay. They might not have been all
actresses.
Of
them, one of them was an actress on that Smallville show.
Okay.
I guess she needs somebody to save her.
Okay, I understand.
Somebody! based in Albany. The cult billed itself as a self-help organization offering workshops that promised self-fulfillment, but at a dark side. Some women were recruited into the secret order within the group, branded on the pelvis with the symbol containing Mr. Rainier's initials and coerced into having sex with him. Well, if you're branding pelvises, I mean, how much coercion do you even have to do at that point? That's crazy.
Right?
Federal authorities began investigating the organization after the New York Times published an article late in 2017 detailing how women had to provide personal secrets as collateral to join Mr. Rainier's secret sorority and were warned that damaging or embarrassing information would be made public if they disclosed their sorority's existence. Since then, federal officials have filed a wide range of charges against Mr. Rainier and other leaders of the officials of Nexium, I don't know how you pronounce this, an indictment unsealed last year accused Mr. Rainier and his followers of taking part in a racketeering enterprise that involved identity theft, money laundering, sex trafficking, and extortion. He was additionally charged with having a sexual relationship with two underage girls, because why not, including one who was said to be 15 years old when the abuse began. Of course.
Oh.
Miss Bronfman is the youngest daughter of Edgar Bronfman, the former chairman of Seagram Company, who died in 2013. She had been one of Mr. Rainier's most passionate followers. She joined the early 2000s, eventually became his legal enforcer, filing and financing lawsuits against his enemies, both real and perceived. Wow, he got these white women noses wide open and was fucking all of them. Crazy. Yeah,
dick must have been bomb.
Dick too bomb. Prosecutor Maura Pinza told the court on Friday that Ms. Bronfman had made a false statement to the government about an undocumented immigrant who provided labor and service for herself and the cult. Ms. Bronfman also made it possible for Mr. Rainier to use a credit card belonging to someone who had died.
Wow.
She admitted she had committed those crimes, and in a barely audible voice she told the judge Garifus that she had been born into immense privilege but had broken the law. Ms. Bronfman's plea agreement with the government calls for her to forfeit $6 million. It's funny how the government is like, and then give us $6 million. Like, it's not really justice and it doesn't have anything to do with anybody, but they're like, hey, while we got you here, you could plead out. They did it with Jesse too, like, give us $10,000, we'll keep that. So yeah, that's insane. White people news, man, took a turn. Haley Bieber, Justin Bieber's wife, shut down someone who suggested that she was only happy because she has money. That's that white people problem, Karen.
That real white people problem.
Okay. You trying to say I'm only happy because I'm mega fucking rich, nigga?
A lot of depressed rich people. What are we talking about?
You don't know, boy. You don't know about this Hailey Bieber life, motherfucker. Hailey Rhode Bieber, who used to be Baldwin, was her original name before she got married. Yesterday, Hailey was feeling grateful and decided to post positive vibes with the fans on Instagram. All on the gram, y'all. Trying to spread some positive vibes. Taking time to be really grateful for the smallest things in life goes a very long way for your soul. Never hurts to remind yourself to have gratitude, even for the littlest of things. She said on her Instagram with a picture of like some, I don't know what that is in the background.
The cactus, I don't know.
Yeah, a landscape, I guess we would call it.
The side of a mountain.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta do that. Little landscape out there. There's just a picture of her looking at the camera, sexing us down. She continued, "Today I am grateful for being to be sitting in the sunshine eating lunch. It may not seem like the biggest deal, but reminding myself how wonderful it is made me smile. Thank you, God, for the little things." The smallest things in life will make you happy if you let them. And so then somebody came at her sideways. They said, things baristas say, "My husband is worth $265 million, but it's the little things that make me happy. Ha 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 ha." Oh, that's cold. Man, the gram is cold when you rich. You famous, they be like, "I'll talk to you any other way."
Yes, they will.
Haley says, money doesn't equal happiness at all. You can be the wealthiest person in the planet and be miserable. Not fair to judge people's circumstances for what's from the outside. Am I not allowed to be grateful, to sit in the sunshine and enjoy my day like a regular person? Of which I am not, because I am a super rich, not regular person. I'm trying to act like one of you guys, okay? Haley saw the comment and explained that part. She continued, I already said that part, and I guess that was the end. You know what? I'm on her side. I'm on the rich white girl side on this one.
Just let her be.
Out there taking themselves out. They got all that money and shit, killing themselves. Apparently money ain't the only thing.
Mm-mm.
To life. So
it's not.
And you can still have problems and be rich, apparently. All right, we need to get into Guess the Race. Let me pull up my Guess the Race music. People love this segment, and we gotta get the people what they need. Okay, gotta get the people what they need.
Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we asked our contestants today, Karen and the chat room, to guess the race. And of course, everyone playing is racist than a motherfucker. Let's see who is we're guessing on today. A woman, 24 years old, was busted after removing her clothes and dancing naked at a Utah strip mall.
Oh shit.
Well, I guess it was a strip mall. They must have some good sales at that strip mall, Karen.
I said they did.
Because her clothes was 100% off. Thank you for indulging me, Karen.
That's what I'm here for.
As she accused her boyfriend of cheating, a 24-year-old woman stripped off her clothes Sunday afternoon and began dancing and shouting in the parking lot of a busy Utah shopping center, according to police. Responding to a call about a female naked and fighting a male, a cop in Sandy, a city 18 miles south of Salt Lake City, encountered Caitlin Adderley on the lot at the Commons in Southtown. A probable cause affidavit indicates that Adderley, seen as right disrobed outside of the Verizon store and adjacent to a Nothing But Kate's outlet. Oh, love that place.
Ain't that good? So now you got the people buying the phone and the people getting butt cakes looking like, what the hell is that?
Right. She said, y'all want to see some cakes? I got some cakes for you. Nothing But Cakes. Some butt cakes out here.
I give you the reason to use your Verizon phone.
Okay, I'll tell you what Verizon doesn't cover. These titties. she was dressed when the cop arrived. She reportedly said she took off her clothes because her boyfriend doesn't want her anymore. Her beau said that Adderley got nude and she accused him of cheating. I bet he was cheating too.
Bet he was.
A witness who lodged a complaint with police said he spotted Adderley naked in public, dancing, shouting, and grabbing at a male. The witness, who was accompanied by her 2-year-old child, a hater, said the minor also viewed Adderley's display, which took place in a busy public area with constant vehicle pedestrian traffic. Man, how come this shit don't ever happen to me?
Duh!
Can't never be out nowhere like, oh, look, them titties. Just random titties in my face for no reason.
Let me get another piece of that bunt cake.
I'll tell you what I want to do. Call the cops.
Mm-mm.
Ladies, feel free to put your titties out around me, okay? You don't have to worry about me narking to the fuzz on you, okay? I'm not like these squares out here. Just snitch it to the cops. Arrested for disorderly conduct, lewdness involving a child. She was booked in Salt Lake County Jail. Karen, guess the race of Caitlin Adderley.
White.
Karen's going with white. Surprise. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe. Katie with the concave cakes, white. Check out these Mormon tabernacles, white. Mormon tabernacles. Member of the twerkers for Jesus Christ and Latter-day Cakes, white.
Oh no.
White ass Katie with the cakes out. Free Titty Tuesday, white. Interpretive Brent dance breakup, white, just white, wrinkly but white. Yeah, it's crazy because that woman who called the cops, that was the person that put all the salt in Salt Lake City. The correct answer is white. Now look, we have to take violence and threats of violence seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And far be it from me to victim blame.
Oh no.
But the haircut tells you everything.
Oh, she did that.
That man was putting his life in danger cheating on her. Okay. There are some people you just don't cheat on.
Mm-mm. I don't know if that's a wig or her hair.
That looked like her hair. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, here. That looked like she took the top half of her hair and just cut it all off.
Is that like a wig hat? What's happening?
I don't know.
But that is a person that you just want to say, listen, ma'am, mm-mm, I will never be cheating on you.
Mm-mm. She looked like when she want to speak to the manager, y'all going to have some real problems.
A gravy-covered computer leads to Des Moines man's child porn arrest.
Oh, what kind of gravy? Chicken fried steak?
I mean, it would help to know.
That matters.
I mean, it's a difference if it's sausage gravy or not.
Come on.
Des Moines, Iowa. Court documents show a Des Moines man accused of possession of child pornography was caught after he spilled gravy on his laptop and needed help from technical support.
I bet he was mad. I bet you're going to use that gravy on some biscuits.
Woo, he's spilling all the gravy.
Come on.
The criminal complaint against Robert Watson says he brought his laptop, which he had spilled gravy onto, to Best Buy in August of 2018 because it was inoperable. He brought a new laptop and paid the store's Geek Squad to transfer the files from the gravy cover computer to the new laptop.
Guess he delete all his child porn.
He's like, I don't want to have to re-download this child porn again. During the transfer, employees noticed several images they believe to be containing child pornography and notified authorities. Police investigated both computers. The complaint says Watson told detectives he believes the pictures are of 4 and 5-year-olds that Robert felt were about to have sex. He claimed to have downloaded the images while Karen.
Why? I don't know. Because, for research purposes?
Because he wanted to tell other people about him. Watson is charged with 10 counts of possession of child pornography. He was arrested Tuesday. He's being held in Polk County Jail and bond of $50,000. Because you was going to tell everybody else about the child porn. Hey, man, you won't believe. I know they won't believe me unless I downloaded myself and jack off to it several times and keep it on my computer for months and then try to get the images when I transfer hard drives after spilling gravy on my on my laptop. So, you know, very plausible story, officer.
No.
Karen, guess the race of Robert Watson.
White.
Karen's going white for Robert Watson. Chat room. Let me see what y'all believe. White.
Well, this Watson wasn't trying to solve no mysteries. You got that one?
I get it. That was good.
I was like, wait a minute, that is a Watson.
It took me a second. That was good. Probably had it covered with his baby gravy. Oh man, that's a good one. Indubitably, Karen. Wank my Willie White Watson, gravy and child porn, audacity to go to the Geek Squad, white, dusty ass white, nasty ass pepper white gravy, Pee Wee's Playhouse white, white gravy, white man, white, youth pastor who runs Cooking for Christ, white evangelical, white, and instant potatoes and gravy white.
And gravy.
Yeah, you know his gravy was salt and pepper to taste because he is a white man. Like, what you put pepper in this? This is too salty,
too spicy.
This gravy is, ooh, this is flaming.
Oh, he did that.
Did you put a little bit of paprika in this or some shit? I'm trying to kill me.
Come on, try to kill me.
All right, let's go to the bonus round. Double the points and the race.
Double the points and the race.
That's right. Double the points, double the race, and the bonus round of Guess the Race. So far, Karen is a very rare 2 for 2.
I know.
But is it even possible? Is it even conceivable? Is it even fathomable?
Fingers crossed.
That she could go 3 for 3? I don't know.
I'm gonna try.
Let's find out. We'll all find out together, guys. School cafeteria worker is accused of firing at children on a playground with a BB gun and threatening to shoot the one she missed during lunch at school.
Oh shit!
The woman who's a cafeteria worker at Shemokin Area District.
What are you doing, a teacher, the bully?
She's a cafeteria worker, so not even a teacher.
Well, the cafeteria, the worker, the bully.
A woman who was a cafeteria worker at Shemokin Area District School District admitted police to shooting at children while they were at the playground.
What she was like? I bet she was like, that right there said that they didn't like the way my potato salad tasted.
Y'all Joe's gonna be real slappy with all this blood. I'll tell you what, order Uber Eats one more motherfucking time and see if I won't pull out my BB gun.
Talk about my Jello again.
The children told police the woman was shooting at them Tuesday night from an upstairs window. She told them if she didn't get to them then, she would get them the next day at lunch. Also, this was at night. This was off the clock she was shooting at these kids. Damn. She's like, well, then I guess I'll catch you motherfuckers over them square pizzas then. It'll be square pizzas and y'all gonna have to square up, okay?
Come on.
Free lunch and free smoke, bitch. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow at lunch, you little niggas. What kind of world is this?
Cafeteria worker crunk.
Marie McWilliams, 30, is charged with civil assault, reckless endangerment, and more, according to Cole Township Police. A child called 911 around 7:30 p.m. because kids got phones.
Saying, yeah, they do nowadays.
Saying a woman was shooting at them, him and his friends at the playground. He could hear BBs flying past his head. When a parent confronted McWilliams, she said, if I don't get them now, I will get them tomorrow at lunch, because she works at the cafeteria. McWilliams told police she was shooting at the kids because she got angry when they started to curse at her. Who would do that? What kind of person would shoot BBs at little kids playing? Said Christina Iovana. My granddaughter goes up there. What happens if she was up there? You just don't know. You have to be afraid, said Tammy Rose. She should be fired. She shouldn't be around kids doing something like that. An official at Shelmington Area School District tells Newswatch 16 that McWilliams and other cafeteria workers are not employed by Shelmington Area. They are employed by an outside company that handles the district food service.
Contracts, yeah.
She's currently in the county jail, and Nutrition Incorporated, the company she works for, would not comment on the status of her employment. Karen, guess the race of Marie McWilliams.
Black, and I guess she was not nutritious for the kids.
She was trying to make sure they got their iron and them BBs.
She was trying to be sure they were physically fit. How far can you run, bitch?
She was like, they're going to get some. Oh, man. All right. Guess the race chat room. Tyler Perry presents Madea Goes to School. I guess it's black. She swears she want to be the cafeteria lady from Orange is the New Black White. I like her to speak at my church, black and mad as hell. She had enough black. I use Lowry's black. Who the fuck you little motherfuckers cussing at black? Held the BB gun sideways.
Like a real thug.
Fuck them kids. Appetites black and black. Everybody went black on this one. Except for one person who went white. And all y'all that went black, you got it wrong. She's white. You gotta know to go the opposite of Karen. Come on, you all guys deserve to get that one wrong.
Big out here busting caps.
And of course, she was busting them. And of course, one person got it right. You the real racist. The person that got it right.
Right?
Nobody can fade your racism, because I don't know how you got that one.
Even her name was suspicious.
And she was mad because kids was cussing at her. Nothing blacker than that. White people be letting their kids cuss at them, and it's their own kids. So you know strange kids cussing at them, they don't care. All right, last thing, sword ratchetness, guys. A wrestler was shot by police officers after he attacked mother with sword and gun. Police shot a former state wrestling champion after he attacked his own mother with a sword and a handgun. Logan Macri, 19, of Cannonsburg, on the Roy's probably, was charged Tuesday with multiple counts of aggravated assault, recklessly endangering another person, harassing, and other offenses. Police responded around 2:30 a.m. Sunday for a domestic assault, according to criminal complaint. Investigators said that Mr. Mercury had hit his mother in the arm and head with a sword and a handgun. The 911 caller identified herself as Mandy Mercury and said she advised that her son was in the house threatening her and others, and he was in possession of a firearm. The 911 caller advised that she and others had left the house, but she could hear her son screaming in the house. Mandy Mercury advised that her son may be under the influence of drugs. The officers arrived and he was in the driveway with an AR-15. Damn. That's like the gun for mass shootings and shit.
Come on.
Mr. Macri placed the rifle on the ground and at first complied with officers' orders to get on the ground, but as the officer approached him, according to complaint, he suddenly stood up, grabbed the gun, and pointed at police. Damn. All three officers discharged their service weapons in the direction of Mr. Macri, striking him multiple times. He fell to the ground, dropped the firearm that he was holding. The officers then approached him and attempted to take him into custody. He continued to fight the officers.
God damn, he was on some drugs or something.
Steroids, I think, and a taser's deployed. In order to maintain control and gain compliance, Mr. Macri was taken to hospital for treatment. His condition not been released.
He was hocked on something, because you start tasering and you still got that energy, you want something.
Yeah, all them wrestlers, man, them motherfuckers be on that shit, homie, and that's like classic symptoms. All right, y'all, that's it. We are out of here. EVE, thanks for showing up, but it's too late. Okay, we gotta go. Everybody else, appreciate y'all being on time and enjoying the whole show with us. like some real one. Geez. I guess when you hate Henry, it make you show up late to things. And you You miss out on all the fun. All right, everybody else, we'll see you guys tomorrow. And Wednesday's guest for our recap of Game of Thrones is Nick Jew from What's the Tea Podcast. So until tomorrow, I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I almost forgot. Okay. I was on Chris Lambert's podcast, The Mundane Festival with JL Covan, and we reviewed the movie The Intruder. It was a very good review, and I gotta find me somebody to review it with soon too. So thank you everybody for listening. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.